Welcome again to Hamptons Consciousness, where we try to bridge the gap between what everybody thinks of the Hamptons and what like locals and people that live here year round that are members of the community really are seeing and identifying. And then always just kind of connecting everyone to the real Hamptons, to the beaches, to the people, to all the things that we know and we love out here. And we try to save, conserve, and propel forward. So we're here with Patricia. Tell us a little bit about your business, about what you do, and what brought you to Sag Harbor.
All right. My name is Patricia Sui Reed. I own Matriarch, which is a shop in Sag Harbor. So our store features all women-owned fashion, design, and lifestyle brands. We are on 133 Main Street, and we donate $5 for each purchase to iTRI, which is an amazing organization in East End that really seeks to empower girls through triathlon. And they're doing an amazing job with teenage girls and middle school girls. I opened Matriarch in May 2019, just short of like maybe even 6 months after, 7 months after I moved to the Hamptons. I wasn't planning to open a brick and mortar store at the time. I was actually just dreaming about maybe a digital platform when I was in New York City. But when I moved to Sag Harbor, I sort of put those plans on hold because I was acclimating and I was trying to get my family acclimated. You know, we moved to Sag Harbor because we wanted to have a better quality of life. We were in the city for a long, long time. I'm originally from Brazil and from São Paulo, and it's like 20 million people living there. I always lived in big towns, but I was really getting very tired of the grind, you know, and I love New York City. I continue to go there, but I was just getting really tired, and my husband as well. We had little kids in kindergarten age and second grade age, and we decided to take the plunge and come here. You know, we would come here all the time for vacations and all that. But, and then I discovered that we had great schools too. So I was like, okay, that's done. You know, let's go.
Right.
That moved all the, that removed all the barriers. Cause my main concern, as you know, as a parent, you know, school is always number one thing. And when I found out that the schools here were good, I said, okay, we can try. We moved in 2018. Yeah. So I was trying to get myself in the community, you know, trying to get my kids acclimated, getting to know the town. I knew Sag Harbor already. And, but I had this project that I put aside that I was really seeking to support women-owned businesses. Right now, women-owned business, until still to this day, like we're not really funded. Like only 2% of venture capital money goes to women's founders. In the corporate ladder, as you know, there's a huge pay gap and huge difference in power. Now, I went to fashion school, and the vast majority of the people in my class were women or people that identified as women. And when I started to go up in the ranks of the corporate ladder, I realized that the numbers of women started to dwindle down and to dwindle down. So I could see, you know, there is this huge disparity. So I thought if I could support women and women-owned businesses, I think it could really shift the power, even in my own small way. So Matriarch was born, and I was walking on Main Street in Sag Harbor, and I thought, this is a beautiful house. You know, this is, I saw this little building and I saw that it was.
What was Matriarch before it was Matriarch? Like what was in that space before?
Well, for,
I don't even remember a time before Matriarch. So I'm like wondering.
Yeah. It was Brown Harris Stevens. It was real estate. I believe that they lost their office when the Sag Harbor Cinema caught on fire. Remember that? And I think obviously they had to relocate until that building was up and running again. And then they moved back to their area. And so when they moved back, the building became available. And that just so happens to be the time that I was here. So I saw it, and it was everything I thought Matriarch should be, you know, like sort of a home and people could feel comfortable and feel welcome. So yeah, so I jumped at that and I changed everything, and all my plans to be online sort of, you know, I put on hold. I mean, of course, online is important, but I thought that was a good move though, because for me, I was in the community, you know, I'm here already. And to have a place here in Sag Harbor for me was really great. So anyway, that's long, long story just to tell you what Matriarch is.
It's amazing. I feel like it's such a like beacon. Everyone kind of like looks to what you guys have in terms of like your visual displays out front, and it's become like a big picture destination, and everyone that I always will notice like tourists walking by and then they're like, ooh, what is that? It's so pretty. So it's definitely become part of the fabric of Sag Harbor.
As a business owner, and you know, I've worked for other people my entire life. I never had my own business, you know, in terms of having, I was consulting and things like that, but not in this scale. And you start something like that, and it's so scary because, first of all, I was new in town. Even though I knew Sag Harbor, I was a new business owner, period, right? So just starting a business is so scary. And then to start a business in a town that you are not part of yet completely, but feel that you should be a part of, and not knowing if this is going to resonate with people, you know, it's like, it's a big leap, but I'm just glad that it was well accepted, that people liked it, and that people are enjoying it.
So, I mean, you're Brazilian, I'm Latin American as well, I'm Colombian. Tell us about some of the like Latinx or like Brazilian designers that you are inspiring us with.
There are so many amazing designers in South America, and you know that Colombia, Brazil, and Chile, Argentina. I mean, it's truly like a huge talent pool, and that's sort of not, surprisingly, you know, not very tapped. I don't know why. But yeah, so when I started, I tried to really bring a few designers. And so I have right now, I have Camila Sarpi, who is a person that I've known for a long time, even before Matrix. She's a jewelry designer. She's been with me since day one. She makes beautiful fashion jewelry. So it's affordable. It's affordable luxury. But she's very mindful. She's very inspired by anything architectural. So it reminds me sometimes of Frank Gehry, you know, how it folds, and it's beautiful and it's modern, but it's very feminine. And I think that it's very much perfect for everybody here in Hamptons, but also very modern, cosmopolitan. So you can wear things at the, you know, at a cocktail party at the beach, but you also can go and wear it in the city, for example. And that's why I love her pieces so much. So, and very modern. So I have Camila Sarpi. I'm actually working with another three Brazilian designers that I can't speak of yet because we're trying to launch it properly at Matrix, and that could be really fun. We have Kelly Bublé, who is, she's Brazilian, but lives in Southampton. She was a nurse.
Yeah. I know her.
In the height of COVID, she's like in the front lines with the health workers. She's an amazing woman. But she also had come up with this beautiful design, and she's been doing this for a few years now, and it does really well. Handbags made in Italy, designed by Brazilian, living in Southampton, you know, pretty cool. So, you know, we have plenty of designers, and I think my desire is to bring more, but the challenge at Matrix, as always, is that is the space, you know, I can only have so many brands. And this is why online is important, because...
Yeah. Do you have some that are available only online?
You know, I'm starting to do that. I did some tests. When I started to do that sort of test, the COVID hit, and then I was just completely enthralled in getting this business, you know, the brick and mortar, but to survive. But yeah, I mean, that's the idea, is to do that.
What about like trunk shows? What do you have upcoming that we can look out for?
I don't have dates yet, and I can't announce everything, but I know that we do. I have an art show coming up. And again, I don't have the dates yet because I'm trying to like shuffle all the people around to see who does what, who can fit where, because everybody has to come from the city or some other parts of the country. But I have an art show with Blair Borthwick, which is an amazing local artist. She divides her time between New York and Shelter Island. That's going to be in June. I will have Leray cashmere sweater trunk show as well. Probably going to be Memorial Day weekend, because I think a lot of people, you know, see cashmere sweater as a fall thing, but actually in the Hamptons, it's pretty great to have cashmere sweaters throughout the summer when it's getting
definitely cold nights.
Yeah, and you're at the beach and it's very casual and cool. So we're going to have that. We have our brands, KZK and Grammar, that we want to put together also at some point in the summer. So anyway, and it's evolving because there's more and more people calling me and asking. And I think it's a matter of how to fit in with all the weekends and the brand synergies. Because I also like when we do things together, you know, like different brands at the same time. because I think it's great for everybody. It's great for the founders because they meet each other. And
yeah,
this is what happened with KZK and Grammar, for example. Carolina from KZK and Althea from Grammar, I put them together last year and they hit it off and they've been in touch ever since. And then they called me, they said, we want to do this again. It was great synergy. And I really love that part of the business too, where the founders can meet and then they can help each other.
Collaboration over competition.
Yeah. And you know, the customers feel that when they walk in the store and they see that everybody's having a great time and they're getting along and everybody has a good time. So that's the idea, is to put brands that could really be complementary and everybody have fun.
Yeah, I've definitely been to some of your trunk shows and it's like a big sorority, like all the different, like the jewelry designer will be with the cashmere sweater designer with the dress designer, yeah. And everyone's kind of like all vibing and getting along.
Yeah, exactly.
Good, I think like that's female energy.
Yeah. And then, you know, I think everybody helps each other and hopefully establish long-term relationships.
And obviously you're a mom of a daughter as I am. So I think it's really kind of a good inspiring story to tell our kids too, you know, that these are women that are working, that are, you know, propelling their businesses forward and collaborating and connecting.
Yeah, no, I think we are all role models, whether we want to be or not, regardless of what you do, you know, and I feel like for me, every parent, when we know this, you know, they look at you and they're sponges, you know, they absorb everything that you do and they learn from what you do and not from what you say. I think that, and boys especially too, I mean, because what we're doing is good for girls, but it's also good for boys, for them to see.
The example. You know,
And I love, you know, my daughter is the oldest and I have a son and we're raising both of them with this ethos that, you know, we are equal and, or we have equal rights. We are not the same, but we have equal rights and we can do a lot of things that people don't think that we can do and that we can be independent and thrive, but also can also be a mother and a wife and a friend and all of those things. So, but you have to model it and you have to do it. You can't just talk about it, you know?
How many brands do you normally rotate through? Like how many brands are under the Matriarch umbrella? And for like aspiring designers or somebody that might, like how many brands are consistently pitching to you? So I feel like there's always a brand in New York City and they're like, you know, so many people out east, like connect me to this person, that person. And I'm like, I do, like, I know so many people that own businesses, but they're all getting consistently pitched and their store is only X big, right?
Yeah. And this is why it's important to try to strive a balance between new and somebody that you consistently bring. There are two parts of this. I think just to answer your questions, I usually have 45 brands under Matriarch's roof, depending, obviously, if some of them have just two little things, some of them have a whole range of things. It depends on what it is, but it's a huge balance to do that because obviously you want to open opportunity for other people because that's why I'm here. But you also have to have a business. And so in order, I think when I first started, I brought a lot of brands, more than 45 and 50. I think I had 60, 70 brands because I wanted to test, because I wanted to see, what's going to work?
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a brand new company. So once you start thinking, okay, I'm getting to know my customer. I know what she wants or he wants. I want to know. Then I don't need to bring more of this or more of that. You have a little bit of information to go after. And even though I'm always trying new things and I'm always trying different aesthetics and I'm always trying different companies with different ethos, because I think it's part of it, you know that you have to serve your customer. And so you have to stay with certain brands that you love and that the customers love. And so it's a real challenge. Because you also have to survive as a business. You have to keep selling. And so when you're betting in a lot of brands, when all of your brands are just brands that you have no idea if they're going to work out, you might be out of business tomorrow, you know? And so you have to know, like, okay, these brands are the ones that I know are going to sell, that I know my customers love. And then these are going to be the tests that I'm going to support. And hopefully it's going to work and I'll keep supporting, you know? And so it's really difficult to turn people away because you want to give them the platform and you want to help. But yes, there's a space, constraint, but there's also a business constraint, you know, that in order for me to get the space and have the space, I need to be in business. It's a hard balance, but I do have a lot of people knocking on our door right now, which is a good thing. You know, I like that people are knowing us, that they're coming to us and they love what we're doing and the concept resonates with people. I do have more people looking than I can accommodate, but hopefully, you know, by growing the online and growing different types of partnerships, maybe we can figure that out. Maybe it's just pop up sometimes. Maybe, I don't know. We just have to figure it out. And I have to tell you also, it doesn't depend only on me, because sometimes I have founders that come in many times that they just want to come in because they want to be in a Hamptons. They don't care about my ethos. Do you know what I mean? They want to point a sale and they knock on my door and they're very persistent, but they don't care about what we stand for.
Right.
So it's like there's no fit there, you know, right. and I know their product is great, but I know that their motivation is not
the right
one for me. They can knock on other people's door and it will be fine. But so, you know, anyway, it's a balance.
Right. So really like the perfect designer or business owner that you connect with would be like a female owned brand and Latinx, is that, and obviously sustainability, like all of those things, like that, those are your main.
So let's just describe what women owned means. Okay. I should actually put that on the website so it's more clear. Women owned is 50% or more owned by a woman or people that identify as women and non-binary people. So, but it's 50% or more. So if you are one of those people, but you are a sibling, you have a sibling, like Leray, it's a pair of siblings. It's not just a woman or, you know, somebody that identifies as a woman. So it's 50% or more. So that's one filter. And that's my main filter. And then there is a curating piece of it, that regardless of whether or not you fit into this category, your product has to fit some other categories that is, in my eye, beautiful, which again, it's really subjective, because what's beautiful for me, it's not beautiful for you, but it's my store. So it has to be beautiful for me. And I need to connect with the founder in some level, that in the sense that I know that, again, because we're not in the business of selling clothes, we are in the business for supporting women. So if I'm supporting a woman or a person that identifies as a woman, I want to connect with that person, you know, and like what she's standing for, what her ethos is, what her priorities are, all of those things. So for me, those are the things, but they're very subjective. It's not science, you know, it's really not science. And some people get upset when we have to turn them down. And, you know, it's hard because we don't want to offend people and we don't want people to feel like they don't have great products. I mean, they're amazing products, but just might not fit within all those things, you know?
Well, we love your curation. We love your support of women. And we love what you're doing with connecting people in Sag Harbor in general.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for our, I guess, is there anything that you want to tell our listeners, anything that you want them to know about Matriarch or about anything upcoming?
No, I just want to say thank you, first of all, for always supporting us. I know you've been a huge supporter since day one. I really so appreciate you coming to the store, talking about us to everybody. It's so important, especially for a new business. I mean, we're small, but I think what I want to tell people is that, you know, with COVID and everything happening, obviously we learned so much about small businesses, you know, and how important it is to support small businesses in Sag Harbor. People think that the Hamptons is just about huge brands and designer brands and big fancy things. And it couldn't be farther from the truth. I mean, in Sag Harbor, you have a full-time community of people coming from all walks of life. You have all kinds of types of shops, you know, really next to us. You have, not so next, but in the same strip, you have the kite shop that has been there and serving families and community for years and years and years. And there are also a bunch of matriarchs there, you know, and small little tiny businesses that people live from those businesses. So come and support those small businesses. And we give back. We give back to the community. We give back to charities. We make sure that our local community is thriving here, and we support everybody here. So think about that before shopping, you know, because your money makes a huge difference.
And also come and be inspired, learn about some new brands that you may not have heard of before.
My goal, besides supporting women, is that we can be life enhancing. And so when you come in the store, I hope that when you leave, you're better off somehow, you know, either because you're inspired or because you saw beautiful things and your day got brighter, or because you were treated very well by our staff. And then you feel great about yourself as well. And you feel like you're seen somewhere. That's the deal. And also because you're part of a community, you know, to build community, to feel like you belong somewhere. That's what I hope.
I agree. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank Trina you.
Reed from Matriarch. We love her. Check out her store right in Sag Harbor in the beautiful Victorian with the lovely flower arrangements that she changes up every few months. And I think it's actually going to change in April.
Yeah, but yes. And you should watch out for it because it's going to be very different this time.
Oh, I'm excited. It's always amazing. So I'm sure it'll be really cool.
Thank you so much, Enid. Good night.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. Yeah. I was going to say good night. I'm already thinking about
it. We're already done. Put a fork in us.
Bye, Enid.
Bye.